everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode will be debuting a new series, which, if you didn't notice from the title, is called On This Day. It's pretty self-explanatory, but essentially I read some random useless facts about things that took place on this day, which is March 19th. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. So let's get started. As I pull my notes from here. Okay, in 1279, a Mongol victory at the Battle of Yamen ends the Song Dynasty in China. 1563, the Edict of Amboise is signed, ending the first phase of the French Wars of Religion and granting certain freedoms to the Huguenots. Edict of Amboise. Can you tell I don't speak French? 1649, the House of Commons of England passes an act abolishing the House of Lords, declaring it, quote, useless and dangerous to the people of England, end quote. Cool stuff on March 19th. Let's see here. 1687, explorer Robert Cavalier de La Salle, searching for the mouth of the Mississippi River, is murdered by his own men. Why? I might click there and give a little more details later. 1812, the Cadiz Cortes promulgates the Spanish Constitution of 1812. 1853, the taping reform movement occupies and makes Nanjing its capital until 1864. Taiping reform, maybe? I'm not a history buff, so I'm sure for any history buffs out there listening, you're probably not relaxing at all. You're probably pulling your hair out just thinking, like, does this guy know how to pronounce anything? I apologize. I don't. 1861. The first Taranaki War ends in New Zealand. Heard many, many lovely things about New Zealand. Never been. 1863. The SS Georgiana, said to have been the most powerful Confederate cruiser, is destroyed on her maiden voyage with a cargo of munitions, medicines, and merchandise, then valued at over $1 million. That's a lot of cash. For me. For a lot of people. 1865, American Civil War. The Battle of Bentonville begins. By the end of the battle, 2 days later, Confederate forces had retreated from Four Oaks, North Carolina. Again, all this wonderful information. This is stuff that happened on March 19th throughout history. How are you liking the series so far? 1885. Louis Riel declares a provisional government in Saskatchewan, beginning the Northwest Rebellion. Saskatoon. 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière record their first footage using their newly patented cinematograph. I made the font a little too small for my notes. Maybe that's why I'm reading poorly. Have to consider it. 1918. The U.S. Congress establishes time zones and improves daylight savings time. just because the U.S. Congress establishes time zones and improves daylight savings time, it becomes adopted globally. 1920, the United States Senate rejects the Treaty of Versailles for the second time. The first time was on November 19th, 1919. Maybe we'll reuse that one for on this day for November 19th in a few months. 1921, Irish War of Independence. One of the biggest engagements of the war takes place at Crossbury, County Cork. About 100 Irish Republican Army volunteers escape an attempt by over 1,300 British forces to encircle them. 1931, gambling is legalized in Nevada. Not much of a gambler myself. 1932, the Sydney Harbor Bridge is opened. In 1941, World War II, the 99th Pursuit Squadron, also known as the Tuskegee Airmen, the first all-black unit of the U.S. Army Corps, is activated. 1943, Frank Nitti, the Chicago outfit boss after Al Capone, commits suicide at the Chicago Central Rail Yard. 1944, World War II, Nazi forces occupy Hungary. In 1945, World War II, off the coast of Japan, a dive bomber hits the aircraft carrier USS Franklin, killing 724 of her crew. Badly damaged, the ship is able to return to the U.S. under her own power. Let's see. 1946, French Guiana, Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Réunion become overseas departments of France. 1954, Joey Giardello knocks out Willie Torrey in round 7 at Madison Square Garden in the first televised prize boxing fight shown in color. 1958, the Monarch Underwear Company fire leaves 24 dead and 15 injured. Oh, I actually had one right before. In 1954, Willie Moscone sets a world record by running 526 consecutive balls without a miss during a straight pool exhibition at East High Billard Club in Springfield, Ohio, setting a record which to this day remains unbroken. Pretty cool. 1962, highly influential artist Bob Dylan, big fan, releases his first album, Bob Dylan, for Columbia Records. It's kind of lazy naming, don't you think? Your artist name is Bob Dylan, but your first album is just Bob Dylan. 1966, Texas Western becomes the first college basketball team to win the Final Four with an all-black starting lineup. There was also a movie about the Texas Western basketball team, but now, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it's kind of old at this point, I think, but I remember watching it as a kid and really liking it. Maybe as a teenager, I can't quite remember, but I did watch it and I did enjoy it. 1969, the 385 meters, or 1,263 feet tall, TV mast at Emley Moore Transmitting Station, UK, collapses due to ice buildup. 1979, the United States House of Representatives begins broadcasting its day-to-day business via the cable television network C-SPAN. 1987, televangelist Jim, it's Jim Baker, I think, but it has two K's, so maybe it's Backer. Jim B-A-K-K-E-R resigns as head of the PTL club due to a brewing sex scandal. He hands over control to Jerry Falwell. Zimbabwe suspended from the Commonwealth on charges of human rights abuses and of electoral fraud following a turbulent presidential election. Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian is shot just before the country's presidential election on March 20th. GRB-080319B, a cosmic burst that is the farthest object visible to the naked eye, is briefly observed. I wish it would have included how far away it was, but my notes don't have that. Let's see. Oh, the rest are just kind of sad. I don't like reading too much negative stuff on the podcast. Anyway, so those are the facts for on this day. Now we have a few births. As I scroll down my list, do we have births and something else, or is it just the rest just births? Oh, we have births and deaths, of course. That was kind of silly of me. I have a bunch on here. I probably won't read them all just because it'll probably bore you to tears. It won't even make you fall asleep if I go over the entire list, but let's get to it. So on this day, births. 1206, Guyuk Khan, Mongol ruler, third great Khan of the Mongol Empire. He died in 1248. So 32 years later. 32? 42. Let's see what else here. Some of these names are just so difficult to pronounce. I don't know if you guys even enjoy when I try. Like in 1434, Ashikaga Yoshikatsu, Japanese shogun, was born. Congratulations. 1534, Jose de Anchieta, Spanish missionary and saint. 1604, John IV of Portugal. 1641, Abd al-Ghani al-Nabulsi, Syrian author and scholar. 1648, Jean Astruc, French physician and scholar. Tupac Amaru II. In 1742, he was a Peruvian rebel leader, not the Tupac robber that everyone was probably thinking of, Tupac. 1848, Wyatt Earp, American police officer, was born. Who else do we have on our list? I don't know a lot of these people, to be honest. 1892, James Van Fleet, American general and diplomat, was also born on this day. 1914, Leonidas Alaoglu, Canadian-American mathematician and theorist. Laszlo Szabo, Hungarian chess player, was born in 1917. 1922, Guy Lewis, who was an American basketball player and coach, was born on this day. Let's see if there's anyone here that's very famous that I can find. I'm sure there are, but just probably a little bit newer ones. Let's see. Who on here would plenty of people know? Maybe Andy Reid, 1958, American football player and coach. Currently the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. '79, Hito Turkoglu, Turkish basketball player, was born. Didn't realize he was so old. I used to love watching Hito Turkoglu play. Kind of like a lesser known player, but he used to play for the Orlando Magic, and they had a really good run one year where they got all the way to the finals. And I don't know why, I liked his game, so I always really liked watching him play. In 1982, Eduardo Saverin, Brazilian Singaporean businessman, who I believe is the Eduardo Saverin from Facebook, which, if anyone has seen The Social Network, you get to see a little bit of his story, at least as portrayed in the film. Milos Teodosic, in 1987, is born, Serbian basketball player. I like watching him play as well whenever he plays for Serbia. I like watching international basketball in general, so. Clayton Kershaw, born in 1988, American baseball player. Maybe the best baseball player right now. Certainly one of the best of all time. We'll leave that for another day. And the rest here, don't really know who they are. I'll say one more. Let's see. 1996, Barbara Haas, Austrian tennis player. Now we move on to deaths. 1372, John II dies. Francis I dies in 1581. Pope Clement XI dies in 1721. Isn't it amazing to think some of these people, I mean, Pope Clement XI was born in 1649, died in 1721. It's so long ago. I just wonder if, you know, when it's year 2600, people look back and it's like, well, that guy was born in whatever, 1985, 1990, which obviously for today it's, you know, it's just weird to think of how many centuries and generations go by. I don't know. What else do we have here? I'm trying to see if anyone famous passed away on this day recently. Safet Plakalo died in 2015. Bosnian author and playwright. What else do we have on here? Well, in 2005, John DeLorean, American engineer and businessman, founded the DeLorean Motor Company. So I guess that's noteworthy. And actually, the last section we have here is, or are, holidays and observances. So on this day, Christian feast day, Joseph of Nazareth. I'm not sure, I didn't put anything else there. Earliest day on which Maundy Thursday can fall, while April 22nd is the latest, celebrated on Thursday before Easter. This is for Christianity, of course. Mina Kanth's birthday in Finland. Don't know what that is. St. Joseph's Day, Roman Catholicism and Anglican Communion. Related to observances include Father's Day. Las Fallas, celebrated. Oh, Father's Day is just in Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Italy, Honduras, and Bolivia. And then March 19th is also Kashubian Unity Day in Poland. So, some interesting stuff there. So anyway, that's all I have for this particular version or rendition of On This Day. If you like it, let me know. If you want me to change it up a little bit, also let me know. It's first time I give it a try. Maybe I'll change the format a little bit for the future, but either way, thanks as always for listening to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. If you want to reach out to the show, you can do so by emailing hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. If you love the show, please consider donating on our Patreon page. And on the show notes, you'll also find a link to make a one-time donation, which certainly helps because producing the podcast is very time-consuming and can be more expensive than you might think. So just for your consideration, no need to feel obligated. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.